Well, Sean, looking forward to Sunday's final, and I suppose a score to settle after the opening round game in O'Donnell Park.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose we've recovered this situation well after the first day out. I suppose from a personal point of view, and I suppose from the team's point of view, we weren't happy with performance levels that day against Armagh, and you know, I suppose they were without doubt the deserving winner that day. But we've recovered things well. We've got four wins in the bounce now, and you know, we think we're coming into it in good enough shape. But as you know, we know if we drop off that 5-10%, you're still liable to get beat again, and if performance levels drop in hurling, that's a big swing. So we're just focused on getting a performance and not really too worried about the first day against Armagh, just focusing on our own levels, which is what we've been doing the last few games. And if we can do that again this weekend, we'll be in a good enough place.
Yeah. Captain this year taking over from Danny Cullen. I'm sure you thought after that first game, what is Mickey McCann landing me in here?
It was a long enough week now, to be honest, after that first day. But look, there's plenty enough leaders in that team now, to be honest. Like, there's a lot of the boys have been on the road a long time. You've got Joe and Danny, and you've got Declan Coulter and Lee Henderson, and you can name out a whole host more. The boys have been there for 10 odd years, like, so the team leads itself, really, like. And it was a tough enough first week all the same.
And also a new role, kind of centre half back. It'd be kind of new to you, wouldn't it, as well?
Yeah, I suppose Mickey moved me there a couple of years ago, so been kind of playing my hurling there this past couple of years. I enjoy it, like, it's good. I suppose you're facing up the pitch a lot of the time, like, so you're kind of getting the play ball into the forwards, which was different originally, but that's good enough challenge. You're happy enough to play anywhere, really, at the end of the day, like, so happy enough with that.
As you said, you've turned it around since. I suppose got back on the bike against Tyrone in a big way in Omagh, and then followed up with a win over Monaghan and Louth.
Yeah, the Tyrone performance was probably our best to date. Like, after the Armagh game, we kind of spoke about what went wrong that day and how we were just, why the levels were that wee bit off, like. So we responded very well and played some brilliant hurling, especially in the first 15 minutes or so in that game. I think we went like 1-6, 1-7 up to no score, and we were really flying. But I suppose the last couple of weeks has been, especially the Louth game, you know, you're playing in storms and stuff, so really and truly it's about winning battles and getting the result. And although performance levels you want to be high as well, it's, at this time of year, a lot of it's just about will and just getting the results. So that's kind of what's happened a lot the last couple of weeks, and we're hoping now that moving in towards the next couple of months, the weather brightens up a bit and we can kind of get and play a bit more hurling. But again, we're just ready for a battle on Sunday.
How is preparations this year? It must be difficult with the weather and the conditions, is it?
I suppose it has been. We're lucky enough that we've got a couple of, you know, down at Donald Park there now, we have a 3G pitch there which we can use. We've been using a place down in Burt there as well, which has been useful. Like, so it means you can get some quality hurling done. You're not going through the muck and the slog and the puddles and stuff, which is always makes things a lot harder. But no, in fairness, it's been fairly good. You know, Ryan McLaughlin's come in this year as an S&C coach as well, and he's lifted things up another notch. Like, so we feel like we're in good enough shape. Preparation's been fairly good. There's been no cry-offs around, and all the boys are not complaining at all. Like, everybody's there and pushing hard. So, I couldn't really complain against it.
You've had a few injuries, but at the same time, feeling fairly settled teams.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's the nature of the league too. Like, you have games coming thick and fast, so you're going to pick up knocks here and there, and that's when your squad comes into use. And we're lucky in the sense that we've got a lot of young players coming through there now, and I suppose you've seen a lot of the club games over the last couple of years. Yeah. And see the talent that is there. Like, so a lot of boys are starting to get their chance now, whether it's off the bench or coming in from the start. I think they've done fairly well, so hopefully that can keep happening and keep going on as we move forward.
After two seasons in Division 2B, actually three overall in the last, 5 years or something, obviously, you know, you're in a final on Sunday, it's the 3A final, but I'm sure the prize for promotion to Division 2B is even the bigger prize.
Definitely, that's you want to be playing at the higher level. Like, you want to be playing against top teams, and I suppose we had a taste for it, as you said, over the last few years, and you're playing against the likes of Kildare and Derry and Down, and the standard literally is really, really high, and that's where you want to test yourself. You want to test yourself at the highest level possible, and it's the same for the Armagh lads as well. They were up there a couple of years before us as well, so they'll be itching to get back. But like any hurler, you want to play at the highest level you possibly can. You just want to test yourself, and look, that's the prize at the end of the day on Sunday, so that's what we'll be going after.
Yeah. And as we said, a score to settle, you know, those, what, 217 to 15 points, 8 points in the last. The general feeling is that Donegal are a lot closer to Armagh. Suppose the matter now going out and proving it?
Yeah, and I suppose the most disappointing thing from our point of view, the last day out was the last probably 10 or 15 minutes. I think we failed to register a score, which is just not good enough at county level if you want to win games. So that was probably one of the most telling factors the last day, and look, we'll be hoping to improve on that.
Mood is good, I'm sure. Confidence is good.
Mood's good. 4 wins in the trot, so I mean, it's good. Like, everybody's, you know, the team's gelled fairly well, so everybody's just raring to go. We're training well, so all things are good. But it's, as I said, it's just a bit mad to get a performance this Sunday.